That's pretty music for the season. As we continue on this, our last live show of the year, we'll have shows for you. They call them the best of, which we try to make every show the best we can, obviously, but that's the way it goes. And that way we can have people having time off. All the hardworking support team you don't know that are behind the scenes, as well as my number one team, Mike Parsons, Daniel Mason, Rich Luzinski, who are often joined by Marie Osborne, Dave Rieger, Ann Thomas, Mike Kim, Kim Smith, and Ray Templin, Kyle Emmy, Parker Moser, Dominic Valentine, our fearless leader, Steve Finiteri. Jeff Marcero leads the sales team, and we thank the entire sales team that makes it possible for us to offer you radio free every day. Mike Wheeler, and again, all the support team. It's the team, the team, the team that I often talk about here on WJR, and we're so appreciative of them for this holiday season. Now, we have received word, well, actually, Danielle Mason has received word that on the west side of the state, there is a team using the Woolly Mammoths, and they play at Jimmy John's Field. Andy Appleby's a brilliant move many years ago when he created Jimmy John's Field, done a great job with it, Andy. Now, where did you get this story, Danielle?
We have a listener. His name is Patrick. He's my friend. And he messaged me and said hello. And he said, we have the Westside Woolly Mammoths. They are a part of the USPBL. I don't know what that is.
United States. I don't know either.
I don't know. But whatever Jimmy John's Field is, whatever league that is, they play there.
Well, that Jimmy John's Field, it was a brilliant move by Andy Appleby many years ago. He's done a tremendous job. And it's a wonderful place to watch a ball game, that's for sure. Michael Bulotta of Bulotta Law is standing by. He's a federal criminal defense attorney, former federal prosecutor. And the story was front page yesterday, but still being talked about, obviously. Michigan Republicans looking into impeaching Attorney General Dana Nessel. Michael, welcome, and thanks for your expertise in advance.
Great to be here, Paul. And I think for my two cents, PBL probably stands for Professional Baseball League. And I say that with experience in the federal government where everything had initials. So that's my
Well, that's a good one. You say, Danielle, USPBL?
Yeah, we got confirmation from Brian that Michael Bulotta is correct. United States Professional United Shore Professional Baseball League.
Oh, so United close. Shore. Maybe they're the sponsor. Maybe. I'm not sure. But okay. Very good. Glad we got to the bottom of that and gave the Woolly Mammoths more publicity than they've had lately. Now, Michigan.
Thank you for joining us, Michael.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here, Michael. That's all the time we have, Michael. Good night, everybody. What's going on here? Do they have a chance of impeaching the Attorney General?
So you're saying there's a chance? I think so because under the Constitution, Paul, you're allowed to impeach various members of elected office, including the governor and the attorney general, if a majority of the House votes and the Senate holds a hearing, an impeachment trial, and the standard, one of the standards, is corrupt conduct in office. It's very vague for corrupt conduct in office. The other one is crimes and misdemeanors. I think the Republicans are going for the corrupt conduct in office. And I can think of one case that I personally handled that might be a candidate for the evidence in that trial, if there ever were a trial. And that involves those poor 16 people who were mostly all senior citizens who Dana Nessel decided to indict, like along with my client, Rose Rook from Paw Paw, Michigan, age 84, for attempting to subvert the 2020 presidential election in Michigan when she, Dana Nessel, knew very well these people didn't commit any crimes. In fact, she even made statements on the public airwaves saying that they couldn't even be convicted of a crime because they believed Trump had won the election and therefore they had no criminal intent. So this whole prosecution that was fortunately dismissed because we had a real good judge, Judge Simmons in East Lansing, threw the whole thing out. But that's an example, maybe, of what the Republicans will point to when they look for, quote, corrupt conduct in office, since that was clearly motivated by politics, and that's really not her job.
Michael, I appreciate you telling us your own personal interaction in the story. That makes it even more powerful. And I got to tell you, those 16 people, and you said one of them was 84. I'm assuming that many of them were probably seasoned citizens of a certain age, probably scared the hell out of them. And for what reason?
Yes, and one of them was actually a former Michigan State Trooper who used to guard the governor, Governor Robert Milliken, if you remember him.
We remember Governor Milliken, certainly. I don't know. From the beginning, I wanted to like Attorney General Dana Nessel, but it did seem... Have you tried to get her on lately, Mike Parsons?
I have not.
Okay. Well, there was a time we tried to get her on, and I don't think we were able to. I remember the last time I may have interviewed her was at Charity Preview Night for the auto show, and that was a gazillion years ago. But my point is this. She has
gotten... Was she sober? Let me just ask you that. Was she sober?
Why, as far as I know.
Was she sober?
I think she was sober. I think I know what you're referring to, but I think she was sober.
Of course you
did. But my point is, I did start to notice that there was seemingly a tremendous amount of interest in anything the Republicans were doing. And it seemed like she had a long list of Republicans that she was going after. That was my impression.
Not to play both sides here, but it kind of feels like what our current president might be doing, or at least what people are accusing him of doing.
Going after Republicans? I don't think so. Oh, no, I know what you mean.
No, going after the other party. Come on, stay with me.
I know what you mean, and it's clearly...
I'm an equal opportunity critic.
You should not go after someone just because you disagree with them or they're in a different party. I mean, come on already. There's plenty of things to work on.
There's 175 countries that already do that, and they're not democracies like our country. You know what I mean?
Right.
Lots of countries out there.
You're right. Last thoughts. Go ahead and say what you want to say on this story about the Michigan Republicans looking into impeaching Attorney General Dana Nessel.
Well, I think I don't know that this is the right avenue to hold her accountable. Unfortunately, she can't run again, so I don't think the voters will be able to weigh in. But I really do think we need to make some changes with our state attorney general and holding them accountable for the cases that they bring against our citizenry when it's not based on anything factual or any genuine good faith legal belief that these people committed a crime. And I think that is the real problem here. And this wasn't the only case I've handled with Dana Nessel bringing the charges that were not justified. And so I would like to see our attorney general's office become more like a true prosecutor's office, where the evidence and the merits of a case matter more than the politics of the party that they're investigating. That's all.
I think that's well put, and I think that's a good goal. Michael, God bless you. Happy holiday. Merry Christmas.
God bless you.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Oh, you can say that again now.
Hanukkah, everything. Well, we never did stop saying it, frankly. All right. Michael Bulata of Bulata Law, federal criminal defense attorney, former federal prosecutor. And he might be coming after Attorney General Dana Nessel. It sounds like you might have reason to. I appreciate all that.
I'm just giving you my thoughts. I'm not going after anybody. I'm just giving you my thoughts.
Okay, we appreciate your thoughts. I would give you a penny, but they're in such short supply now since they don't make them anymore. I can't give you a penny for your thoughts.
I don't think you can afford it. They're going to be worth a lot someday because they're not going to be available.
Yeah, did you see? There was a huge run on the final pennies. In this pile of stuff, it's a story that might not be told because we're going to run out of time. But yeah, the penny, there was a run on the penny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I even asked for two rolls of pennies at the bank the other day.
That's all I'm looking for.
All right. We'll make sure that, we'll do what we can to put in a good word that might happen. Michael Bulata, Bulata Law, at 131 at WJR.